Question. What about the Christian right and its support for Trump's exclusionary rhetoric? Answer. Religion can be a very powerful source of hope, and some Christian evangelicals have fought back against that sort of rhetoric. Remember when Obama called on the evangelicals for support during his 2008 presidential campaign? He got pushback for that, but it was the right thing to do. You don't want to close out one segment of the public. You do want to say that there is no place for hateful rhetoric in America. Question. How is hope an antidote for fear? Usually, hope is considered the opposite of fear, and in a way it is. But what the philosophical tradition points out is that the two are very similar. Both require that the outcome, which is highly uncertain, is going to do something meaningful and important to you. The Stoics, followers of Hellenic philosophy, founded in the 3rd century BC, taught learning not to care about uncertain things, about pulling all your cares inside yourself. If you were a complete Stoic, caring only for your own reason and will, then you would not have fear or hope. That was a natural response in the world at the time, because so much was rapidly turning into tyranny. But it was still a bad response. If you think, as I do, that it's important to love other people or your country or things outside your control, then you're going to have both fear and hope. Cicero was a Stoic who loved the Roman Republic. He fought to the death for it. At one point, he was mourning the death of his daughter and of the Republic. His friends told him he should stop and be a proper Stoic, and he said, "No, these are important things and I should grieve." That's how I think we should follow his example. Hopefully, without getting murdered by political assassins. He stuck his neck out, quite literally, for the assassin's stroke. Question. But hope is not a matter of probabilities, right? True. You could have a relative ill in the hospital, and the probability of a positive outcome is not very good, but you could still have hope. On the other side, the probabilities might be very good, but you could still have fear and have crippling anxiety. But hope is also not just an emotion. It's a syndrome linked to action. An important young female philosopher, Adrian Martin, wrote a very good book on this, How We Hope, A Moral Psychology. She points out that hope is a way of looking at a situation with a disposition to act. If you are fearful, the action tendency is to run away and hide your head. But hope is, I will get in there and try to make this good outcome more likely. Hope energizes us. It gets us to run for office or support candidates. We won't do that if we sit back in fear and despair. It is something you can produce in yourself with habits of mind and heart that make it more likely that you will have that hope rather than fear syndrome.